Friends, today is the first Sunday of Advent. That means that today is the first day of liturgical year, so Happy New Year. Do you know why we call it Advent? Well, it's very simple. The word Advent comes or derives from the Latin word adventus, which means simply coming. So during the next 4 weeks, during the season of Advent, we will be waiting for something, the arrival of something, something that is coming, something that just might change our lives. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sure you do. If I pushed you for an answer, you would have no problem offering me one. More than likely, you would recount the Christmas story for me. Basically, you would paraphrase and intertwine the first two chapters of the Gospels of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. Or maybe, if you were like Linus in the Christmas pageant, you would just begin with Luke chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. Well, you know how it goes. If you locate the meaning of the season, the origin of the Christmas spirit, in the events described in these two stories, you'd be right. You'd be right. That is the Christmas story. That is the Advent story. But it's only part of the story. It's only part of the story. So let me read the rest of the story for you. What is it? Paul Harvey used to say that. Now for the rest of the story. It's found in the fourth gospel, in what is called the prologue, the first 18 verses of the book that the writer John leaves to us, in which he writes some of the most thought-provoking, the most heart-stirring, soul-embracing words ever written. And in these words, grapples with the great mystery of this season. A mystery summed up in these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. From His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Friends, as we decorate our sanctuary this morning and we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, we need to remember this part of the story. We need to remember John's contribution. We'll get to Matthew and Luke's part without even trying. For the next 4.5 weeks, we won't be able to avoid the story. We'll be bombarded by the images. We'll see tens, if not hundreds, of nativity scenes. We'll see wise men, shepherds, camels galore. And I'm not worried about that part of the story being told. No, my concern is that that's the only part of the story that will be told. And that would be a shame. You see, in the opening words of his gospel, John suggests in order to understand what happened in Bethlehem, you have to go back, way back, back to the very beginning of the story, back to the very heart of God. In the beginning was the Word, the reason, the mind, the logic, the essence, the very depth of God. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. That's why we're filled with excitement this morning. That's why we decorate our sanctuary this morning. That's why in just a moment you're going to hear the classic Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. Like Lent, Advent is a season of spiritual preparation. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to prepare for incarnation, the mystery that many decades ago called together a community known as Pleasant Grove and continues to gather us even to this day. Friends, Advent is a gift. It's a marvelously valuable gift. Advent is a gift of a season during which we are encouraged. No, we're actually given permission to seek out the unitive mystery, that ineffable realization that every part of our lives is inherently holy because it is infused with sacredness. Dr. James Finley calls it the aura of awareness, and an awareness of God's ever-abiding presence that's constantly and relentlessly insinuating itself into our lives. This awareness changes everything. Fundamentally changes everything. Changes how we speak to others, our fellow children of God. It changes how we treat others. It changes how we order our lives. It changes what we teach our children. It changes how we allocate our resources. It changes how we assign value in our lives. It changes how we spend our time. Advent. In essence, in the coming weeks, we'll be preparing ourselves to embrace the presence of God in our lives. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Today, we are beginning this preparation by changing the appearance of our sanctuary. And through these symbolic decorations, we prepare the room as we prepare our lives. So, let's get started, shall we?